Question 1. What kind of customer service do you think is good? In my opinion, the best kind of customer service is quick, efficient, and friendly. When dealing with customer service, a person is normally trying to resolve an issue or trying to get assistance with a service. Therefore, in these instances, people want their problems resolved quickly and efficiently. For example, if a couple were at a restaurant and they were brought the wrong meal, the most important thing to happen is for their correct food to be brought out quickly. Customer service is all about resolving issues and making sure services run correctly and smoothly. So speed and efficiency are the most important qualities. It goes without saying that being friendly and polite is very important as well. Question 2. What are the differences between shopping online and in-store? The biggest differences between shopping online and in-store are the availability of customer service and the ease of use. On the one hand, shopping in-store usually has more effective customer service. When in a store, there are employees you can talk to who can assist you with your shopping quickly and efficiently. In contrast to this, online shopping has very limited customer service and at best maybe a live chat function. On the other hand, online shopping is far more accessible and easy to do. Anyone can do online shopping from the comfort of their home and have their shopping delivered to their door. This means they can go shopping for things without needing to leave the house. There are many differences between shopping online and in-store. Question 3. What problems do customers often have while shopping? There are a few common problems that customers can have while shopping, and some which are specific to specific types of stores. For example, a common problem that people have while shopping is that they cannot find the item they are looking for. Often, someone may be in a huge supermarket and they are trying to find a specific product, and so they need the help of an employee to find it. Furthermore, in specific stores such as clothing stores, there are specific problems customers may face while shopping. One common problem would be needing an item of clothing in a different size because they do not have your size on the shop floor. Most of the time, the problems people face when shopping are quickly resolved by customer service staff. Question 4. What do you think customers should do when there are problems with products bought online? When customers have problems with products bought online, they should try to have the problem fixed, get a refund, and leave a review. Shopping online is risky because you do not get a chance to see the product before it arrives, so sometimes products have problems. When a product has a problem, the first thing to do is to report it to the shop and ask them to fix the problem. Sometimes it is just a one-off faulty product and they can replace it with ease. If they cannot replace it, then you should ask for a refund for the faulty product. The most important thing is to leave a review and tell other people about your experience so they know that some products may be faulty.